Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode's going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 19th, 1952, and the title is Old Red's Revenge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Old Red's Revenge. Say, Wranglers, do you know what I think's a mighty wonderful thing about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops? It's the fact that you can eat them two different ways, depending on how you feel at the moment. Eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops for a big hearty breakfast with milk or cream, or reach right in the box and eat them like a snack. With Kellogg's Sugar Pops, you don't even need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. Ask Mom to load the chuck wagon with Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. They're sugar sweet and delicious. Crispy and crunchy, too. Now let's join Wild Bill and Jingles. When the West was young, there was one special animal that was worth his weight in gold, a good lead steer to head up a trail herd on the long drive from Texas to the railheads of Kansas. The furious fight for possession of one of the most famous of these involved United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles in one of their thrill-packed adventures, the story of Old Red's Revenge.
Bill, that's a whole kit and caboodle of Colonel Harpin's stock bought by Blanco Brennan.
That's right, Jingles, and they bought them at 10 cents on the dollar.
Now, gents, here comes the big climax of this auction. Here he is at last, the most famous lead steer ever to set foot on a Chisholm Trail.
Hey, Bill, ain't that the longhorn critter they say gored Colonel Harpin to death?
That's the one, Jingles.
All right, gents, who'll bid on Old Red? Come on, don't hang back. This longhorn's worth his weight in gold.
$100.
Toby Tyler bids $100. $100 in bid. Who?
$200.
Hey, Bill, look. Blanco Brennan's bidding on Old Red, too.
Yeah, and from the way he keeps jabbing that pointed cane of his in the ground, he means to get him.
Blanco bids $200. How about it, Mr. Tyler?
$400.
Hey, Bill, did you hear that?
They're both driving herds north tomorrow morning, partner, and they both want Old Red for the point.
Tyler, you better quit bidding. I mean to have that longhorn.
You'll have to bid for him, Blanco.
Blast you, Tyler. I bid $450.
$450 from Blanco Brennan.
$500.
Brennan bids $500. Woo-wee. Blanco's madder than a wildcat in a bear trap. Look at him jab that cane in the dirt, Bill.
Tyler, you're just bidding me up to hang me on a high price.
You'll have to bid to find that out, Blanco. You're stuck.
Hey, Jingles, this looks bad. Blanco starts trouble, you get Tyler out of the way.
$500 to bid. Going once to Mr. Toby Tyler.
What's the matter, Blanco? This deal too fair and square for you?
Going twice?
Tyler, I'll kill you for that.
Sold to Mr. Tyler. That's all for today, gent.
That steer won't do you no good, Tyler.
Bill Blanco's going for Tyler with that pointed cane.
Get Tyler.
No, get away from me, Blanco.
I'll kill you, you hear?
No, you don't, Blanco. Now back off.
Out of my way, Hickok. This between Tyler and me.
You're getting out of hand, mister.
Get out of my way, I said.
Bill, he's coming for you. Watch that cane.
Meddling star packer.
I'll take that cane, Blanco.
Can't buffalo me.
Maybe this will prove I'm not buffalo.
Atta boy, Bill. That ought to cool him off for a while.
All right, Blanco, get back up on your feet. Here's your cane. After this, you better use it for walking.
going to regret this, Hickok. And I'm through with you either, Tyler.
Bill, that gent's gone loco.
That longhorn's not going to lead your herd to Dodge City ahead of mine. Get away from Old Red with that key.
Bill, he's jabbing that longhorn in the ribs. Look out!
Yeah, get him, Old Red. Get him like you got old Colonel Hawkins. Get him!
Still going to charge Tyler.
Run for it. If he's forced, he'll get loose.
I'll make a try for him.
Don't be a fool, Bill. That steer's a killer.
Watch those horns, Bill. He'll rip you to pieces. Bill!
Wranglers, you've heard about mesquite trees, but did you know how important they are to cowboys? Well, cowboys use mesquite wood for campfires and the branches for corrals and fences. The mesquite tree is sort of what you'd call a double-use tree. Just like Kellogg's sugar corn pops are what we call a double-use cereal. You can eat them out of the bowl with milk or cream on top, or you can eat them straight out of the box like a candy snack. Either way, Kellogg's sugar corn pops are tasty, delicious, puffed-up corn morsels. Because the sweetening's already on them. That's right. The sweetening's already on Kellogg's sugar corn pops. They're popped with sugar. That's why we call them sugar pops. If you want to put your brand on the swellest tasting cereal ever, have Mom corral several boxes of Kellogg's sugar corn pops next time she goes to the store. Now, come on, sing our sugar pop song with us. All together now.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
Remember, Wranglers, Kellogg's sugar corn pops are the double-use cereal. Eat them out of the bowl with milk or cream or out of the box for a snack.
When Blanco Brenham lost the bid on Old Red to Toby Tyler, he went berserk until stopped by Wild Bill Hickok. Then, still blind mad, he goaded Old Red into stampeding. Bill jumped in to stop the longhorn steer and was joined in the battle by his big partner, Jingles.
I'm coming, Bill!
I've got him buffaloed for a minute, Jingles. Throw that loop.
Here it comes, Bill!
Good throw, Jingles. Now move in and keep that rope tight.
Ain't gonna do you no good to argue now, you longhorn critter. We got you between us. Oh, boy, is he mad.
Yeah, mad. Now we'll get the horse. Come here, Buckshot. Come here, boy.
Come on, Joker. We gotta have your help, too. Come on, boy.
Bill. We're going to take Old Red home for you, Mr. Tyler, if our luck holds.
Well, I sure do thank you for that.
I'm in the saddle, Bill. You ready to try it?
Wait, Blanco got that longhorn devil spooked up. I reckon I'd never stood a chance of getting back to my corral.
All right, Jingles, spread out and keep those ropes taut. With Old Red between us, we might make it.
Mr. Tyler, watch where you're riding. This ain't no kitten we got on the string.
You're dead right about that. He's already killed one man. But he's the best dad-burned leech deer in country.
By the way, Mr. Tyler, what proof was there that Old Red killed Colonel Harper?
Didn't need no more proof than one look at him, Bill. Them horns sure can make a mess out of a man.
Who found Colonel Harper's body?
Blanco Brenham. He's got the ranch next to the Colonel's. Rode into the pasture just after it happened, he said.
Huh. Blanco Brenham? Well, after what happened this afternoon, I wouldn't take his word for the time of day. All right, straighten out there, you ornery critter. We got to get you locked in that corral before sundown. Now get along. Hey, 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 hey!
Sure was mighty nice of you to ask us to stay the night, Mr. Tyler.
Yeah, it sure was. Whew, after that big supper, I doubt if we'd have made it back to town anyway.
Well, now you're both mighty welcome. Don't forget, you did me a real mountainous favor. Bringing Old Red home like you did.
No, it was nothing. Oh, of course, Bill liked to got himself trampled to death, but he's always doing something like that. Don't know no better, I reckon.
I said a lot of store by that dad-burned longhorn. It did me good to beat Blanco out of him. We both got herds ready to push up the trail at sunup for Dodge City. Old Red's the difference.
What difference?
A good lead steer can keep a herd on the move and hold them from stampeding better than 10 cowpokes.
That's right, partner.
With Old Red leading my herd, I'll beat Blanco's drive to the railhead and get top price for my steers.
That's your dog, Mr. Tyler?
Yeah. Wonder what's got them going.
Oh, barking at the moon, most likely. You know how they always
hold it, partner. Mr. Tyler, your dog's got something on his mind. It's down by the corral. Come on.
I got my rifle. Bill, you're right. It is down by my corral. Let's go.
Hey, look, riders.
Ruthless, by Joe. Let them have it.
I won't do any good from here. You can't see them.
Hey, them coyotes are shooting back.
Then dust them off, partner. That'll keep them away from the herd.
Bill, they're getting away.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Bill, they weren't after the herd.
What?
Look in the corral. Old Red's gone. Those night-riding varmints stole him.
I hear him. Grab a hackamore and climb on Joker, Jingles. Come here, Buckshot.
But our saddles are in the barn, Bill.
Then we'll ride them bareback. Steady, Buckshot.
You'll never catch him, Bill.
Maybe not, but we're going to make a try for Old Red. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Hey, Bill, wait for me.
They're splitting up, Jingles. That means they're going to leave that longhorn.
Doggone that critter. He's been more trouble than he's worth.
There he is, partner. Now get around him. After him, Buckshot. Turn him back to the corral.
That's it, Bill. We got him almost home again. Look at that critter run!
Yeah, he sure covers the ground, all right. Open that gate up wide, Toby. We're coming in.
It's open, Bill.
Now get in there, Red.
Oh, we got him, Bill. He's inside again.
Now close that gate, Tyler. Quick.
Ooh-wee. That sure settled my supper. Now, who do you reckon those night-riding rustlers were?
Blanco Brenham and his low-down leather pushers. That's who it was. I'm sure of it.
Wouldn't be surprised if you were right, Toby. That means he may try for Old Red again tonight.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, might sleep out here, partner.
Oh, now, doggone it, I ain't about to sleep out here with this ornery longhorn.
Then you go on up to the house and bed down. I'll sleep out here.
Oh, no, that ain't fit to be considered. We'll both sleep out here. But I still don't figure my ma raised me to be nursemaid to half a ton of hair, hide, and tallow.
All right, hold it right there.
Don't shoot, don't shoot. I'm the sheriff.
Well, sheriff, what brings you out in the night?
I come for you, Mr. Hickok. Who's snoring?
Well, that's my partner, Jingles. Hey, Jingles. Jingles, wake up. We got company.
Take it easy,
Jingles. Take it easy. It's only the sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff. Oh, howdy, sheriff. Oh, must have dropped off for a nap.
Yeah, from the way you were snoring, it must have been a long drop. Mr. Hickok, I found out something at the Harpin Ranch house I thought you ought to see.
Colonel Harpin's ranch?
That's right. I'd sure like for you to go back there with me right now.
But we got to guard Old Red.
Well, Toby Tyler's up, coming down here to do that. Old Red ain't half as important as what I'm talking about.
Ain't, huh?
Just what are you talking about, Sheriff?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a killing, Hickok. What I saw is what I think I saw. I got proof that Old Red didn't kill Colonel Harpin. The colonel was murdered.
Murdered?
If that's the case, Sheriff, we're riding with you. Come on, partner, let's go get the horses.
Here's the main Harpin Ranch house. Now we'll go around to the smokehouse. Get around there, Roan.
Sheriff, if you woke me up on a wild goose chase, I'm liable to want to lock you up.
Well, this ain't no wild goose chase, Jingles. Whoa, Roan. This
whoa.
Is the place.
Whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa.
Right in here, gents. Well, sun's coming up. You can see now.
You sure got through a lot of trouble to make a mystery, Sheriff. You got the hair standing up on the back of my neck like a razorback hog chasing the hound.
Now, Marshal, just take a look around you.
Oh, sure.
Just stand still, Jingles. Don't walk on that dirt floor. You'll cover up the evidence.
Huh? Evidence?
Hold it, partner. The sheriff's right. There's been a knockdown, drag-out fight in the smokehouse.
Oh-wee, it was a bench-busting set, too, all right. This place is a mess.
And look here on the wall, Mr. Hickok. That looked like blood to you?
I'm afraid you're right, Sheriff.
Now look on the dirt floor there. What do you make of them little holes?
Little holes?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's what I can't figure out, Mr. Hickok.
Well, they look like they'd been made with a tent stake, Bill.
Yeah, partner, or a sharp-pointed stick, or a bull goat, or... Hey, Jingles.
Huh?
Didn't Toby Tyler tell us that the colonel's body was found in the pasture by Blanco Brenham's?
That's right, but what's that got to do with it?
Look at those holes again, and think back to the fight Blanco started at the auction.
You mean when he went for Mr. Tyler with that cane?
That's right. Blanco was wearing a pair of bone-handled 45s, but he made his play for Tyler with his cane.
Oh, but I don't see
and
what...
And that cane had a sharp point on it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he was getting mad, he kept jabbing it in the ground and made little holes just like these.
Bill, are you saying that Blanco killed Colonel Arpin?
But they was next-door neighbors, Hickok.
Sure. And Blanco bought all the colonel's stock real cheap. I'm not saying anything yet, but we're about to find Blanco and ask him some mighty pointed questions. Come on.
Get on there, you lazy critters. Ha! Ha! I'll blast your moolah.
Hello, Blanco. Ha! You're asking for trouble if you can't hurry them critters.
Ah, shut up. You're not telling me what to do, Boone. These are my cows, and I gotta get them to Dodge City before Toby Tyler drives his in.
Yeah, I know, but if you keep rodding those lead steers with that sharp cane of yours, you're gonna spook them into a stampede, and you'll never get them to Dodge City.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I reckon. If I was you, I'd throw that cane away. You've been working at overtime already.
What do you mean by that?
You ain't forgot about tangling with Wild Bill Hickok yesterday, have you?
Hickok don't scare me.
No, well, he might. He just happened to stumble onto anything that'd lead him to old Colonel Harper's smokehouse.
You threatening to tell him, Boone?
I don't reckon so.
Well, it wouldn't be healthy. You could get lost in a stampede mighty easy.
I'm real careful about my health, Blanco. And Hickok ain't likely to be looking for me.
Well, if he comes looking for me, it's going to be his last hunting trip. If it hadn't been for him, I'd have had old Red leading this drive. Running the point of this cane through Wild Bill Hickok would be a pleasure.
Here's something maybe you didn't know, Wranglers. You actually get two kinds of food energy from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Yep, you get food energy from the corn and food energy from the sweetening both at the same time. Guess that kind of makes Kellogg's Sugar Pops a double energy provider, wouldn't you say? Kellogg's Sugar Pops are extra special good tasting, too. Pour yourself a big heaping bowl full of Kellogg's Sugar Pops for breakfast, then add a little milk or cream and dig into the best tasting cereal ever. You don't need to add sugar because the sweetening's already on Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Out of the bowl or out of the box like a snack, Kellogg's Sugar Pops are tops. So come on, sing our Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste the sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are pops.
Remember this, Wranglers. Your mom will be glad to round up several boxes of Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
With strong evidence pointing to Blanco Brenham as Colonel Harpin's killer instead of Old Red, Wild Bill Hickok with Jingles and the sheriff raced to catch up with Brenham's trail herd.
We're gaining on Blanco's herd, Bill.
Yeah, but where's Blanco?
There he is, up at the head end, right in point.
Well, he don't know we're after him. It ought to be easy to catch up with him.
Wouldn't be too sure of that. Hey, look, he's seen us.
Yeah, he's stopping his horse to look us over. Hey!
Look out, that sidewinder shooting at us.
Well, what do you reckon made him suspicious?
Might have a guilty conscience, Jingles.
Now I'm getting mad. I'm going to dust him off.
No, Jingles, hold on. I want that Jasper alive.
Why?
If he's guilty of killing Harpin, I'm going to give him a chance to tell me about it.
After him, Buckshot. Come on.
Bill, he's taking off. He's going right across in front of his herd.
He'll get trampled to death. He'll never get him.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker.
Oh, boy. Jughead's asking for it, Bill.
He's got plenty of nerve. That herd's about to stampede.
Nah, that ain't nerve. He's just more scared of you than of that dad-blamed herd.
Bill, he got across. Now he's got the herd between us and him.
Then I'll have to go around after him, partner.
Well, how about going around the tail end of the herd?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look back there, Bill. Here comes Tyler's herd turning in from the east trail with old Red in the lead. You'll never get around that way either.
Then that only leaves one thing to do. I'll go across in front, too. You stay here, Jingles.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
I ain't staying here. I'm right behind you.
I'm coming, too.
Jump, Joker. Hey, Bill, wait for me. There he is, Bill.
Stay back, Hickok. Keep away from me.
I'm coming, Blanco. Get him, Buckshot.
Watch out for that sidewinder, Bill.
Fall down on that bronc, Blanco. I want to talk to you.
I got nothing to say to you, Hickok.
Ronnie, Buckshot. I think you have, Blanco. Now come down over that horse.
You call to come after me, you're going to wish you hadn't.
You sure do hang on to that cane, don't you?
Take it away from me, Bill.
That's just what I had in mind, partner.
I'll be glad to give it to you, Hickok.
Bill, look out!
That's how he killed the colonel, Bill.
Your time's up, Blanco. Now, let's have a look at that cane.
I don't know what this is all about.
I got a hunch you do, Blanco, so start talking.
Talking about what?
About killing people and blaming it on a longhorn steer named Old Red. That's what...
Are you loco?
Maybe not. You said you found Colonel Harpin's body out in the pasture.
That's right. Old Red gored him to death.
That's your story. Now, I want you to look at the little holes this cane of yours makes in the ground.
Hey, Bill, they're the same, all right.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
We found evidence of a fight in Colonel Harpin's smokehouse. And little holes in the dirt floor of the place.
Smokehouse?
And they look just like that, too.
And there was blood around.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about it.
This cane's mighty heavy. You sure you didn't kill the colonel in the smokehouse, then drag him out in the pasture where old Red was?
Just to get the colonel stock for nothing at auction?
No, old Red did it.
Bill, hey, here comes old Red now, leading the point of Tyler's herd. Hey, look at that longhorn.
He's heading this way. Hey, stop him.
No,
hey, stop
let him. Let him come. He's heading for you, Blanco.
Yeah, you made him mad once, Blanco, remember? He's coming for you.
No, keep away.
He's after you, Blanco.
Old Red don't like being accused of murder.
No, get the critter away. I'll tell you, I killed him. I killed Harper just like you said.
That's what I figured.
Look out, Bill. I'll turn that spear. Get around there, you long-horned demon. You've done your job for a day. Now get out.
Good boy, Jingles. All right, Blanco. Now you can just turn this whole herd and drive it back to the colonel's ranch. Then you're going away for a long trip.
Yeah, to the territorial pen. And when you get out, if you ever do, you'll be walking with another cane to keep from tripping over your long gray beard.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be with you again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story.
And incidentally, it's going to be about one of the strangest situations Wild Bill and Jingles ever did get into, called Hangtown Jail.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pop.
In the bright yellow packages with the picture of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of a bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think sugar pops are great, huh, Andy?
Hey, bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herb Butterfield, Herb Vigran, and Jack Crucian. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orange. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in Hangtown Jail. Thank you.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.